Late in 2004, I received a heartbreaking note from a woman who had seen me on television discussing safety issues associated with Vioxx and Celebrex, two widely used pain relievers. Mrs. Susan Palmer wrote to ask if I would be willing to review her daughter's medical records. It would be a blessing to us. Please help us. My daughter Stacy was 17 years old. Details have been changed to protect anonymity. Several months earlier, Stacy, a healthy honors student and budding gymnastics star, fell and hit her head during practice. She blacked out briefly, and when she came to, she had pain in her right wrist. Stacy's mother picked her up at school and brought her to the emergency room. There was no evidence of serious head trauma, but wrist x-rays revealed a fracture. A cast was put on, and she was instructed to take ibuprofen, Motrin or Advil, as needed for pain, and to follow up with a pediatric orthopedist. About a week later, Stacy began having headaches. Ibuprofen provided little relief, so Stacy's mother brought her to their family doctor. The doctor found she had some tenderness in the back of her neck and the right side of her head, but Stacy's examination was otherwise normal. A CT scan of her head was also normal. Because ibuprofen was not working, the doctor gave Stacy 8 Vioxx 25 milligram tablets, samples provided by the manufacturer, to be taken once daily, and made a follow-up visit for 1 week later. Vioxx, a pain reliever marketed as a safer version of ibuprofen and similar drugs, had recently been approved to treat migraine headaches. That Stacy's family doctor had samples of Vioxx meant a Merck drug rep had detailed him, that is, given him information about the company's new drug, trying to persuade him to prescribe it. The rep probably had visited the office, brought food and small gifts, like pens and notepads emblazoned with Vioxx for the doctor and his staff, and educated them about the benefits of Vioxx. And the rep probably left marketing materials, possibly including a reprint of the Vigor, short for Vioxx Gastrointestinal Outcomes Research article, that had been published in one of the most influential medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, NEJM, on November 23, 2000. The article concluded that Vioxx had a safety advantage over an older anti-inflammatory drug, naproxen, Aleve, because it caused fewer serious stomach complications. But when Stacy returned for a recheck, she reported that her headaches were occurring daily and had become so severe that she was going to the school nurse's office 2 or 3 times a week to lie down. She also reported having blacked out while walking to school. Again, Stacy's exam was normal. The doctor suspected post-concussion syndrome. Because the Vioxx had not helped, he advised Stacy to go back on ibuprofen at a higher dose and arranged for her to see a neurologist. Stacy never got to that appointment. 4 days later, at 4:30 a.m., Mrs. Palmer found her daughter dead in her bed, the victim of a massive stroke. This needless tragedy almost certainly would not have happened if it weren't for the failure of 3 guardians of public safety. The manufacturer, which concealed the risk of Vioxx, the New England Journal of Medicine, which published the study claiming the drug was safe and failed to correct the article after its editors became aware of the undisclosed risk, and the FDA, which failed to act effectively as soon as it became aware of that risk.